This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're going to have a New York squad. The University of Buffalo, I should say SUNY Buffalo, will be taking on Arizona State. And we're joined now on the phone by Nate Oates, who is Buffalo's head coach. Welcome to Tiki and Tierney. Coach, how you doing?
Doing great. Appreciate you having me on.
Oh, it's my pleasure. As a father of four daughters, I must say happy belated birthday to your daughter, Lexi. Just turned 15. I saw it on Twitter from yesterday.
Oh,
I hope that
it.
Was a great day.
So you got four daughters. So you know what 15 years old looks like?
No, not yet for a daughter. I have a 16-year-old and a 15-year-old son, but I don't have 15-year-old daughters yet. They're still young. They're still nine.
They're like, when they're 15, they think they're 21.
Well, my 9-year-old already thinks she's like 18 or something like that.
Yeah, so you got it. You got it.
Yeah, I'll be prepared. I got to at least try to be prepared. But congratulations on that. So the obvious question is about Bobby Hurley and your relationship with him and the fact that by the luck of the draw, I'll say, probably not. There's probably some coordinating going on behind here. The luck of the draw.
Coincidence?
Yeah, no. There's no such coincidence. No such thing as coincidence. Like Minnesota and Richard taking on
Louisville.
That
worked out well.
Yeah, it
did. That worked out well for the Patino family today.
It really did. But what do you, this has got to be awesome and emotional and hard. What is the emotion that you have right now getting ready to take on your former boss, so to speak?
Yeah, it's not ideal. I mean, look, I was a high school coach in Detroit area for 11 years, so I would not even have been given this opportunity if it wasn't for Coach Hurley. So now, I mean, I pull for him. We're friends. I would rather not play him because if we weren't playing each other, I'd be pulling for him to win through the whole tournament. So,
yeah.
It is what it is. You know, I got to coach my guys. We're going to try to get a win. He's going to try to get a win. We're both ultra competitive, so we're gonna battle it out here till tomorrow night, and then we'll go back to being friends again after the game's over.
Yeah, now, Coach, you were in a high school coach in Detroit when Bobby quote unquote found you and brought you to his staff as soon as he got hired. How did that relationship start? I've read some of the stories, and it was just because it was recruiting trail. But I mean, he's on the trail a lot recruiting, and he developed a relationship with you. How did that happen?
Yeah, so the first time I ever talked to him, me and my assistant used to go out on, like in the fall, go to like an NBA training camp or a college and just watch practice before we'd start up. So I called their first year at Wagner. You know, Danny had just moved up from high school to Wagner, so I thought it'd be cool to go spend the weekend out there. And I called the offices, and Bobby actually answers. They didn't have a secretary, and he answers the phone at Wagner. So we traded cell phone numbers. I could never get it worked out because I wanted to come when Bob Senior was going to be there, and it never worked out. So then 2 years later, they go to Rhode Island, and they're recruiting my kid, E.C. Matthews. So that's when I got to know Danny and Bobby really well when they recruited E.C. E.C. ends up committing to them. So then, you know, they continued to come out through the course of that year. And then when Bobby got the job, shoot, he needed to find a staff, and I developed a relationship with Danny and Bobby both, and he ends up interviewing me at the Final Four, and he hired me.
Yeah.
So it turned out to work out all right for both of us, I think.
Yeah, it's worked out well for him and for you. We're talking to Nate Oates, head coach at Buffalo University. Buffalo has won three of the last four, and this is all under Coach Oates' watch, three of the last four MAC championships, and the one before Bobby left, you won as well. So you've been a part of a winning pedigree up there in Buffalo. What's been the key to the success at SUNY Buffalo? You guys are doing a hell of a job in the MAC.
I think, in my humble opinion, it's been the coaching. We're just that much better than everybody else.
Dude, I love it. I love it.
I'm just kidding. Dude, as you know, I think if you got really good players, all of a sudden you look like a really good coach. So we've been fortunate to – I mean, C.J. Massenburg was the MAC player of the year this year. Justin Moss was the MAC player of the year. Bobby's last year at Buffalo. We've had – we got two first-team all – shoot, you get some really good players, and all of a sudden you win a lot of games and go to the tournament. So hopefully the recruiting continues to go well. We can keep getting good players in here to make up for the lack of coaching here now.
Yeah, yeah. You know, you talk. Yeah, no, that's completely the opposite, and you know it. C.J. Massenburg, he was just talking about, and Nick Perkins, who are your leading scorers. They're both seniors, and I have this conversation often with coaches. Tony Bennett down at Virginia, obviously my alma mater. He doesn't have to deal with the one and done phenomenon. Is it refreshing to be able to coach a kid and see him develop and turn him into the player that you envision him to be when you recruited him?
Yeah, it is. I mean, he's really special. He only had one other offer, you know, and it was from a pretty lower level school. So he was going to go to a junior college until we came in and offered him the spring after his senior year. So for him to go from really unrecruited to shoot, I mean, he was on National Player of the Year list this year. Just it speaks to how hard he works and like his character, and he just, I mean, he's definitely not, kind of like you said, like Tony's not recruiting those one-and-dones, but we're getting kids like CJ that didn't have offers, and all of a sudden they're coming with a little chip on their shoulder and want to prove everybody wrong, and he's been playing that way for 4 years. I think he's 60 points away from being the all-time leading scorer in school history. If he hadn't missed, he's missed about 20 games due to injury, he'd already had it. So,
yeah.
I mean, he's a special kid to coach, and I'm fortunate that we were able to. Sometimes you got to get a little bit lucky in life. I got a little lucky with getting this job, and then you got to get lucky with some of the players you get, and he's definitely one of those.
Yeah, no, it is all about, I mean, that's half the job for college coaches, whether it's football or baseball or basketball, it doesn't matter. It's all about recruiting. Talking to Buffalo Bulls head coach Nate Oates. Now, talking about the recruiting trail and getting the good ones to come, when you have success like you have had success and Buffalo has had success in the MAC, it's all about the commitment. Like when you go sit in a kid's living room, his mom and his dad are sitting there with him. You're telling him, I'm going to grow your kid not only to a man, but a great basketball player. You just re-upped with Buffalo. Well, you know, it did it right during the MAC tournament. That commitment, is it helping you on the recruiting trail? Because a lot of people, when they see success for coaches in college, they say, well, what's next for him? It doesn't seem like what's next is on the front of your burner right now.
Yeah, no, it definitely helps because, we're trying to build something special here, and my family loves it. Like, you know, you've got kids at that age when you don't really want to move them. You don't want to be moving all over all the time. So we like in Buffalo, it'd have to be something really, really special to get us to leave. And Buffalo obviously appreciates what we're doing for them and, you know, gave me a new contract, and we're going to continue to grow it. We've got three kids signed in the early period. Now we've got a couple kids we're recruiting now that we need to get signed here in the spring. And it definitely helps with recruiting and just helps knowing that, you know, you've got something special that you've built and that you can continue to build, and the administration's behind you in building it.
You know, Coach, when I look at your history, you guys were the 12th seed in 2015. You were the 14th seed in 2016. Last year, you were the 13th seed. Now you're the 6th seed. You won one first-round game. That was last year against Arizona. But is there more pressure now that you guys are a top 10 seed, or really almost a top 5 seed in the NCAA tournament? You're out in the West where Gonzaga is, but is there pressure for you guys?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a little more pressure when you're a 6th seed than a 14th seed, but I'd rather be a 6th seed with a little more pressure. It means you're probably a little bit better than when you were a 14th seed or 13th seed. So, yeah, last year I think we kind of came in, and maybe Arizona, you know, I don't want to say they overlooked us, but their coaching staff I'm sure did not, but maybe some of the players, you know, they had some guys that are playing the NBA right now as rookies. They could have overlooked us being that we were a 13th seed. I don't think Arizona State's going to overlook us right now when they're the 11 and we're the 6. So there probably is a little bit more pressure, but it's not bad pressure, though.
No, it's not. And the guys that you have, and the CJ who we were just talking about, and Nate, right, they've been here before, so they know somewhat of the success and some of the failures. What's the message to them, and how are they approaching this? Because for some of them, this is their last opportunity.
Yeah, you know what? I don't want them to play with the pressure. I mean, it's going to be there. It's unavoidable. But really just let's concentrate on all the stuff you can control. You can control your effort, your preparation. Right now, you know, I think they're pretty locked in. If we just come out and play hard, and we preach that all the time. You play hard, play defense, focus on the effort stuff, the stuff you can control. Your shot will just drop. You know, if you come in thinking about offense, you know, it tends to backfire all the time. Let's come in thinking about talking about being about the toughness, defense, and all that. And I think your offense just follows. So you know, with those guys having the graded careers they've had, they've been in a lot of pressure games, you know, and they've done pretty well in them. They've won 3 MAC tournaments in their 4 years as seniors here, so they've been in a lot of elimination games and done fairly well. You know, we beat Arizona last year, so rely on your work, rely on what you've been through, and just go out and play hard.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think that's the great message to send to those kids, especially as they're going to be going on to greater things in their lives. Nate Oates, head coach for the Buffalo Bulls, who are taking on Arizona State tomorrow in the West Region first round. And we started the interview with the question about Bobby Hurley, who is your adversary in this game. How do you match up with them? How do you beat them? And is there an advantage because you do know him, or I guess it may be the other way, because he knows you as well?
Yeah, you know, I've definitely watched a lot more Arizona State games than I've watched any other high major, just because, you know, me and Bobby are friends, so I wasn't really watching them necessarily, trying to scout them when I watched them through the course of the year, but I do have a better feel for them than I would anybody else we'd have played in the first round. So, you know, that's an advantage, but he's got the same advantage because I know he's watched a lot of Buffalo games, a lot more than anybody else he probably would have played either. So, I would rather not play him, but, you know, I know them pretty well. He knows us pretty well. Shoot, we're still running some of the same plays. I kept some of the same plays from when he was a head coach, so our guys are familiar with some of the stuff. He's obviously got some new stuff, and the personnel is all different. But, you know, we only knew we were going to play them, though, late last night. We didn't even meet with our guys after the game. We hoped that they would get better right away. So this morning's the first time we actually knew who we were playing, because they had the playing game in Dayton. So we've been trying to prepare a little bit. It's just hard when you don't know exactly who you're playing.
Yeah, no, I can imagine it is. You're just kind of hoping you make yourself better and not even thinking about how the game plan is going to work. Before I let you go, Coach, I'm interested in this, and a lot of people will be interested in this. The storyline around you and Bobby and Buffalo and Arizona State, it's compelling and it's interesting, and it's an extra reason to watch. But when you walk out on the court, what's the handshake going to be? Is it going to be loves and hugs, or are you going in there with the game face on?
Well, you know, the initial handshake probably won't be game face. When the ball goes up, if you know Bobby at all, you're going to know it. The first call that doesn't go his way, he ain't going to care who's on the other end coaching the team. He's going to be all over it. So it'll probably be good until the ball goes up. As soon as the ball goes up, he's going to be all over his team, his players, his assistants, the refs, and I'm just going to have to worry about trying to figure out how to get a win for Buffalo. It'll be an intense game, and then we'll shake hands at the end and be friends again.
Yeah, no, that'll be awesome. 4 p.m. Eastern on TNT. Nate Oates, head coach of the Buffalo Bulls, will be taking on Arizona State and Bobby Hurley. Good luck, Coach. I can't wait to watch. It'll be entertaining either way, and I'm glad I got a chance to chat with you a little bit. Be well.
No, thanks, Tiki. Appreciate you having me on.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.